Close your eyes. As you enter the state you know as meditation, we would ask you to visualize before you a candle, a pink candle burning brightly. The flicker of the flame casts a light so you may see, and you notice that you are standing in a long hallway. Allowing the light of the candle to lead the way, you walk along the hallway until you come to a door. The door is the exact same shade of pink as the candle, and it has a star upon it. Written inside the star, you see your name. And you realize that you are the star of your meditation, of your inner world. You are the creator of this hyperspace level, and whilst we may guide you through the visualization, we would suggest to you that you allow your own creative process to take place alongside the narration and imagery that our words produce within your inner fields. With this knowing, you open the pink door with your name engraved upon it, and you find yourself at an airport. This is no ordinary airport, you notice, for there is but one pink aeroplane before you, sat upon the runway. You notice that the people walking around at this airport are elemental beings, each so very beautiful. You see fairies, elves, pixies, water sprites, and tree spirits. The energy here at this magical airport is serene, calm, and the feel of the fifth dimensional bliss runs through your emotions as you realize you stand within the realms of the higher dimensions of light. These are dimensions produced by the expansive theta brainwaves you have triggered by walking through that pink door. And you think to yourself, how easy it was to get here. You smile with the knowing of the enlightened ones as you walk towards the pink aeroplane. The air hostess waiting for you is a beautiful fairy. She is a full-sized fairy to your perspective. She is the same size that you are. Her long golden hair matches her golden wings. She speaks to you and says to you, where is your choice of destination? Would you like to go across the rainbow runway to the land of abundance, the temple of healing, the castle of secrets, the Akashic libraries, or to the higher stargates of hyperspace, or any other destination? This aeroplane of the heart will take you wherever you wish to go. You are so very pleased that you have discovered this inner airport, a place that leads to wherever you want to go, yet you realize you have no idea where your destination is to be. So you say to the fairy, can you take me to wherever I need to go? Of course, says the fairy air hostess, and you board the pink aeroplane. You take your seat on the plane, lean back upon the comfy chair, and pay attention to how you feel in that moment. You feel blissful, happy, peaceful, and joyful. You hold anticipation in your heart of all the good things to come in your life. You feel excited, yet relaxed. You are hopeful, yet hold such knowing of the positive, higher dimensional existence that you now embrace. You know that you can visit these wonderful places, the land of abundance, the temple of healing, and all the other places the fairy air hostess told you about. You realize that you can truly visit these places whenever you want. The fairy air hostess walks past you. "Are you comfortable?" she asks. You nod in response. "When will we take off?" you ask. "Oh, we are already in flight," she says. And you realize that you are both talking to each other without moving your mouths. You are speaking with your minds, telepathically. The air hostess smiles at your realization, and she hands you a magazine. You look at the magazine in your hands, entitled Destination of the Heart and Will, and you open to the first page. This shows photographs of places within the Land of Abundance. There are lush forests, beautiful sandy beaches, and the most wonderful crystal buildings. Everyone in this land walks around in such joy and happiness, for they have everything they could possibly want. You look at the article written about the Land of Abundance to see which planet this wonderful dimension can be found upon. A planet where every person has everything they could possibly want. You read the words printed before you. The Land of Abundance can be found on all planetary systems within all dimensions. The Land of Abundance can be found on planet Earth. You turn the page and see a picture of the beautiful planet Earth, and you realize that all these destinations, the Land of Abundance, the Temple of Healing, the Castle of Secrets, they can all be found on planet Earth. The fairy air hostess says to you telepathically, "You can go anywhere, even if the physical body is anchored to planet Earth. The energy body knows no bounds or limitations, and you can travel anywhere you wish." You realize the aeroplane is coming into land. You feel excited and joyful to see the destination you have arrived at. The pink aeroplane makes a smooth landing and comes to a stop. You walk towards the door, and the fairy air hostess opens the door for you. You walk outside and realize you are back in the airport where you started. "But we have not been anywhere," you say to the fairy air hostess. You asked to go wherever you needed to go. The place you need to go is right where you are. You do not need to go anywhere else. Everything you need is right there within you now. It is the journey, not the destination, that is important. You thank the beautiful fairy air hostess and walk across the airport, filled with happy and contented elementals. You see more fairies, a few pixies, a tree sprite. You see a beautiful white unicorn. This place is truly breathtaking. You take a while to look at your surroundings and to observe the beautiful elemental beings that are sharing this space with you. After you have taken time to observe this wonderful, magical airport and the life force and energy that this place holds, and all the wonderful beings that are here at this time, you realize you can return to this airport any time you wish to. You can take journeys upon the pink aeroplane to any destination you wish, yet you know you have everything you need exactly where you are now in your human physical life on Earth now. You make your way to the pink door. You open the pink door and close it behind you. The flickering candle waits for you, and you follow it back down the hallway towards the place you began the journey. You start to become aware of your body. You know that you are back in your body. You feel comfortable. You feel your toes. You feel your fingers, your legs, your arms. You stretch or move or do whatever is comfortable. And when you are ready, only when you are ready, you open your eyes.